Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson, and this is the Jamaica and Caribbean Weekly News Summary for the week ending November 17th, 2023. The Jamaica Weekly News Summary is brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: 84 Jamaican institutions impacted by bomb threats. Between November 9th and 10th, 2023, 73 Jamaican institutions were impacted by bomb threats, including 71 schools, one hospital, and the St. Catherine Parish Courthouse. According to Deputy Prime Minister and National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang, the threats were hoaxes meant to create confusion and to upset the public order. In total, since the threats began, operations at 84 institutions have been disrupted. Jamaican businessman Michael Glenford has been charged by police with creating public mischief with regard to a bomb threat made against the Towers Business Center in New Kingston on November 10th. Jamaican police are monitoring and responding to the incidents with the support of specialized agencies and the Jamaica Defense Force. Jamaican police report using full resources to tackle bomb threats. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is putting all of its resources into efforts to deal with a series of bomb threats across the island. The JCF says the threats represent a systematic attack on Jamaica's national stability and are the focus of a total mobilization of police resources. According to Deputy Commissioner of Police, DSP Fitz Bailey, a total of 84 bomb threats were made to institutions, including Denby and Lennon High School in Clarendon, Old Harbour and Greater Portmore High in St. Catherine, and William Nibb Memorial in Trelawney. Bailey added that police investigations have indicated that the criminal threats were sophisticated and likely beyond the capabilities of novices, which suggested the involvement of individuals who are skilled in the cyber domain. The vigorous investigation of the incidents has been undertaken by the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, and international partners. Legal experts are studying relevant laws to ensure that those responsible for the bomb threats receive the harshest penalties possible. This week's Caribbean News. Remittances to the Caribbean and Latin America on track to hit a record $156 billion. According to a November 16, 2023 report from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, money sent from the United States to the Caribbean region and Latin America is likely to set a record of $156 billion in 2023. This represents an increase of 9.5% over the previous record. The report stated that remittances to Caribbean countries and Latin America have displayed a sustained growth rate of approximately 10% per year over the past decade. The growth rate for Caribbean nations has been estimated at 2.6% compared to a contraction of 5.3% in 2022. Nearly $6 of every $10 sent to home countries come from North America, according to the report, which cited data from 2020. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at info@jamaicans.com. News of Jamaicans living abroad. Iconic Wegmans supermarket opens in Manhattan featuring Jamaican fruits. Known for being more than just a supermarket, a lifestyle-influencing Wegmans food market recently opened for business in Manhattan, and the owners say they plan to share more of Jamaica's products with its customers through its expansive international foods section. Wegmans owner, Danny Wegman, said he would like to sell more fruit from Jamaica, but is hampered by supply inconsistencies. His wife, Paula Kerr Jarrett Wegman, is a social entrepreneur and a Jamaican-born philanthropist. Married in 2019, the couple's links to Jamaica include a 50-year affinity with the island for Danny and Paula's commitment to showcasing her homeland. Danny acknowledged that fruit is the product that Jamaica makes better than anywhere else in the world, and specifically cited its mangoes, avocados, and papayas. The couple plans to open 7 new stores in the near future and to display many more Caribbean foods. They noted that New York was the right audience for their new market, as it is home to many diaspora groups. This week's business news. Bank of Jamaica reports 40% of bank accounts are inactive or dormant. Data from the Bank of Jamaica indicated that 2 of every 5 bank accounts in the country are either dormant or inactive. At the end of September 2023, more than 2.14 million bank accounts and accounts in building societies were not utilized, and just over 40% of the accounts at 10 deposit-taking institutions overseen by the Bank of Jamaica experienced the same situation. These institutions include 8 commercial banks, 1 merchant bank, and 1 building society. 84% of the accounts are savings accounts. 87% of the total dormant or inactive accounts are held at commercial banks. The data shows that the dormant or inactive accounts at deposit-taking institutions hold some $20 billion. Accounts go dormant for several reasons, including the account holder's death, individuals changing banks without closing out old accounts, or some people just forgetting that they have an account. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. World-famous Jamaican graphic artist has passed. Neville Garrick, the renowned graphic artist, died on November 14, 2023, in California, after a brief battle with cancer. Garrick was best known for his work with reggae legend Bob Marley, for whom he created artwork album covers that are still recognized around the world. His first cover for Marley's Rastaman Vibration was recognized in 2023 by Billboard magazine as one of the best 100 album covers of all time, ranked at number 22. Garrick was a founder and executive director of the Bob Marley Museum and was remembered by his daughter Naomi Garrick as a master storyteller, history keeper, poignant artist, author, speaker, proud Kingston College and UCLA graduate, and for us, father, grandpa, poppy, provider, and friend. During his 50-year art career, Garrick made a major impact on album covers, posters, logos, and staging design. He did over 100 album covers for iconic reggae artists like Marley, Jimmy Cliff, Peter Tosh, The Wailers, and The I-3s, among others. One of his major achievements was the stage and lighting design for Haile Selassie I, presented by Marley in the 1970s and 80s. With his covers, he introduced Ethiopian art and culture to audiences in the West. His last project with the Marley family was serving as historic advisor for Paramount Films' Marley biopic, Bob Marley, One Love, which is scheduled for release in February of 2024. This week's sports news. Jamaican Sherika Jackson on shortlist for Women's World Athlete of the Year. Sherika Jackson, one of the fastest women sprinters in the world, is one of 5 athletes selected as finalists for the Women's World Athlete of the Year Award for 2023. The 5 finalists were chosen from 11 athletes nominated for the award. Jackson made the shortlist in recognition of her achievements on the track in 2023. In addition to several outstanding appearances, her performance at the World Championships in Budapest was exceptional. she came within 0.07 seconds of setting the all-time 200-meter distance, clocking 21.41 seconds, just shy of the record set by Florence Griffiths Joyner. Sprinter Elaine Thomas-Herah of Jamaica shocks track and field world with split from coach. Jamaica's five-time Olympic gold medalist Elaine Thomas-Herah has unexpectedly split from her coach Shanikai Osborne, with whom she has worked since August of 2023, just 8 months before the sprinter seeks to defend her titles at the Paris Olympics in 2024. The split shocked the world of track and field because of its timing and prompted considerable speculation as to the reason for it. According to the agency that manages communications for Thomas-Herah, Andy Sports Management, the athlete is looking for a new coach due to a breakdown in negotiations on a compensation package, which the agency described as extremely excessive and without any flexibility to negotiate. Prior to her association with Osborne, Thomas-Herah received coaching guidance from her husband, Deron Herah, a former professional Jamaican athlete specializing in the 400-meter distance and the 400-meter hurdles, and a current coach. He and Thomas-Herah are married in 2019, and reports suggest that she may again turn to him in the run-up to the 2024 Olympic Games, where Thomas-Herah will be making an effort to become the first woman to win the sprint double three times. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at info@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Saturdays at 6 p.m. at theenglishconnectionmedia.com for The Conduit Show. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.